Today markets a moonshot thanks to SpaceX, AI bets, and the Iran deal. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one of the latest posts covering finance and property news. This is our weekly market update, where we start in the US, cross to Europe and Asia, and end in Australia. We cover commodities and crypto along the way. That was a positive week, with the US Volatility Index falling nearly 18%, and the MSCI Global Equities Index up 1.16% on Friday, while the Stoxx 600 in Europe rose 1.88%, and the Asia ex Japan rose 0.46%. The ASX 200 in Australia rose 2% to 8,804. That's the biggest one-day gain since April the 8th. Wall Street ended modestly higher as shares of Elon Musk's SpaceX soared in their market debut, while oil prices fell more than 3% on fresh hopes for a peace deal between Iran. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.7%, the S&P 500 was up 0.5%, and NASDAQ Composite rose 0.31%. 40% of the weight of the US markets are now AI-related, so there are many eggs going into that basket. And actually, US stocks had already rallied sharply on Thursday after US President Donald Trump called off a tax on Iran and announced the two countries were close to a deal to end their three-month-old war. But details of such a deal were unclear. A senior US official said on Friday that negotiators for the US and Iran were close to the finish line of a deal that could be signed in the coming days. And the official told reporters that an agreement would include a commitment by Iran to neither develop nor procure nuclear weapons and would reopen the Strait of Hormuz to normal oil traffic and lift the US blockade. But Iran's foreign minister said that nuclear issues would be discussed in later stages and that management of the Strait of Hormuz would not return to the pre-war era. And the signing, if it happens, would be digital. This is, of course, only a memorandum of understanding because there are more negotiations to be done later, so it all remains, well, very fragile. The SpaceX IPO was a really big boost to stocks on Friday, though, as the AI trade remains, well, firmly in play. The semiconductor index, the SOX, rose 9.42% across the week after last week's tumble. Shares on Elon Musk's space exploration company opened at $150 and surged by as much as 31% before repairing back some of that advance to finish their debut session up 19.2% at $160.95. That gives a market cap of $2.105 trillion, and Musk's net worth now stands at a once unimaginable figure of $1.1 trillion. That's more than three times that of the world's second richest person, which is Google co-founder Larry Page. SpaceX, which also includes Starlink and xAI, has already defied some Wall Street conventions because some analysts voiced caution over the fundamentals of the company, which posted more than $4 billion in annual losses last year. For many investors, SpaceX is probably the closest thing to investing in the railroads during the Industrial Revolution, and they are willing to pay the Elon Musk premium for that opportunity. At $75 billion US, the IPO's proceeds were more than double those of Saudi Aramco's record-setting 2019 IPO. The big investment banks, of course, made out like bandits. Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley probably will make around $100 million in fees each, while Bank of America, Citigroup and JP Morgan are each expected to earn around $75 million. One of the big narratives doing the rounds in the lead-up to the IPO concerned the idea that retail investors will provide the liquidity that will allow existing SpaceX investors to get out of this highly speculative stock at very rich valuations. So is this the latest hype after crypto? Well, there is a bull case around vertically integrating AI, but the bear case is a 90 times sale increase is required. And of course, it's loss-making at the moment. Shares of other space stocks, which soared in the lead-up to the debut, eased off on Friday. Rocket Labs fell 10.8%, while Intuitive Machines was down 13.1% and Planet Labs declined 8.8%. But Tesla rallied 1.8%. But on the flip side, Adobe slid 6.8% after the exit of its CFO. Now, it could be a productive year for IPOs, with artificial intelligence companies OpenAI and Anthropic also expected to make their debuts this year. The main question is this: where will all the required investment funds come from, and will it suck out liquidity from elsewhere? But for now, markets are all in again on the AI story. Oil fell after a range of officials signaled that the US and Iran have agreed to terms for a peace deal of some sort. In addition, the US said roughly 7 million barrels of daily oil and fuel shipments were flowing through the Strait of Hormuz, about half of the volume stranded at the start of the Iran war. Brent crude was last at $86.80. And gas futures were also down, but were still 66% higher than a year ago. Next week, we get the June Federal Open Market Committee meeting under the new chair, Kevin Warsh. And markets are expecting no change to rates despite inflation reads ticking higher and input prices came in at a massive 6.5%. Headline CPI and PPI in May posted their biggest annual jumps since April 2023 and November 2022 respectively. Fed funds futures are priced for a 55% chance of an increase by December. The yield on benchmark US 10-year notes rose to 4.477%, while the 30-year bond yield rose to 4.972%, and the 2-year note, which typically moves in step with interest rate expectations for the Federal Reserve, rose to 4.087%. In currencies, the dollar index, which measures the greenback against a basket of currencies, including the yen and the euro, rose to 99.81, with the euro down just a little at 1.1567. And against the Japanese yen, the dollar strengthened just a little to 160.2. Traders are still on high alert for intervention from Japanese authorities as the yen stays close to the 160 level that many see as a line in the sand. In precious metals, gold futures were down again for the week, though they were up on Friday to be around 25% off the recent highs at 4,239. European equities rallied to near three-month highs on Friday, as markets received their clearest signal yet that a potential peace agreement between Iran and the US may be within reach. Market action capped a whipsaw week, actually, for European equities. Investors have been forced to navigate a dense macro backdrop, balancing a blowout US jobs report and a hawkish ECB pivot against rapidly shifting headlines from the Middle East, all while trying to gauge the Federal Reserve's next policy move. The European Central Bank raised interest rates for the first time in nearly 3 years on Thursday to nip war-driven inflation in the bud. Final inflation data from several European countries, including France and Spain, showed inflation accelerated in May, while official data showed Britain's economy contracted just a little by 0.1% in April. That's the first monthly drop since August. The pound European Stock 600 climbed 1.9%, having touched its highest level since February the 27th. That's the eve of the weekend when geopolitical hostilities between Washington and Tehran first flared. Major regional indices rallied across the board. Germany's DAX advanced 1.7%, pacing towards its best session in over 2 weeks, while France's CAC 40 surged 1.8% to hit a nearly two-month high. London's FTSE gained 1.6%, reaching a two-week high. Travel and airline stocks were among the biggest beneficiaries of falling energy prices. Air France rose 8.9%, while British Airways owner International Consolidated Airlines Group gained 6.5%. In the UK, government data showed the UK economy contracted 0.1% in April, marking its first monthly decline since August. The downturn followed growth of 0.3% in March and 0.4% in February, suggesting momentum weakened at the start of the second quarter, despite the economy still expanding 0.6% on three-month basis. The ONS said the monthly weakness was driven largely by a 0.2% decline in services output, while some businesses reported disruption linked to the heightened tensions in the Middle East, including reduced activity across manufacturing, wholesale trade, and travel-related sectors. Today's GDP data confirmed what we were all expecting: a slight contraction to start the second quarter. After a strong start for the year, some course correction was inevitable. Moreover, As the Iran conflict unfolds, it's clear that the energy shock is starting to catch up with households and businesses, according to the chief UK economist at Deutsche Bank. UK investors were also bracing for a potentially pivotal week for Britain. Attention is turning to the Maker Field by-election next Thursday, which could carry significant political implications for Prime Minister Keir Starmer's government. The Bank of England will also meet next week and is widely expected to leave interest rates unchanged, underscoring the delicate balancing act facing policymakers as they navigate stubborn inflation and a slowing economy. Asian stocks rose sharply on Friday after US President Donald Trump touted a peace agreement with Iran, while major technology and chipmaker stocks rebounded sharply after recent losses. South Korea's KOSPI was the strongest performer in Asia, surging over 8% on strong gains in heavyweight chipmaking stocks. Japan's Nikkei 225 also jumped 3.5% on a similar trend. The chipmaking sector recouped a bulk of its losses from the past week after anxiety over the Iran war and rising interest rates sparked a wave of profit-taking in the high-flying sector. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index also benefited from gains in local tech and internet names. Alibaba Group added 2% after Bloomberg reported the company offered $1.5 billion for Chinese grocer Papu, as the company attempted to strengthen its presence in the online grocery market. And broader Asian markets advanced on optimism over the US-Iran peace deal, even as doubts over a potential agreement plus continued hostilities in the Middle East do remain. Japan's TOPIX index rose 1.7%, with the focus turning to a Bank of Japan meeting next week, where the central bank is increasingly expected to hike interest rates in the face of rising energy-driven inflation. China's Shanghai Shenzhen CSI 300 and Shanghai Composite indices jumped 1.6% apiece, while India's Nifty 50 gained 1.99%, and the India VIX, which measures the implied volatility of the Nifty 50, was down 5.19% to 14.8. That's a new three-month low. Australian shares surged to a five-week high on Friday as the ASX 200 gained 2% to 8,804. That's the biggest one-day gain since April the 8th, when it climbed to 2.6%. For the week, the benchmark gained 2.1% as traders positioned ahead of the expected decision by the Reserve Bank of Australia to hold the official cash rate on Tuesday, and of course also waiting for the record-breaking listing of SpaceX on the NASDAQ. Gold steadied after an overnight surge, so materials was the strongest sector as Newmont rose 4% to $137.79 and Pantoro Gold lifted 9.6% to $2.52. BHP climbed 3.5%, $60.93, after copper and aluminium prices both surged on the prospect of peace in the Middle East. Banks rebounded from heavy selling this week, with Commonwealth Bank up 2% to $159.51, National Australia Bank up by 2.3% to $36.50, and Westpac by 1.5% to $35. ANZ added 1% to $34.17 after New Zealand chief executive said she would retire in September. Macquarie spiked to $242.44. Oil stocks were sold off on the prospect that the Strait of Hormuz would reopen, with Karoon Energy down 1% to $2.03. Woodside Energy fell 0.9% to $31.23 after exercising its right to preempt the sale of PetroChina's 10.67% stake in the Browse project to Inpex. In company news, Magellan Finance rallied 5.2% to $9.52 after the competition regulator determined that its merger with Barrenjoey could take effect in early July. The company said it would rebrand from Magellan to Barrenjoey Group. Monash IVF climbed 2.2% to 68.5 cents even after it downgraded its earnings guidance for this financial year, with underlying net profit now expected to be between $17 million and $18 million. Cleanaway Waste Management added 1.3% to $2.42 as Chairman Philippe Etienne announced his retirement on the 30th of June, with Samantha Hogg to assume the role from July 1. REA Group dived 2.8% to $143 after Citi cut its 2027 profit forecast, warning that the property listings company faced a near-term hit to earnings from proposed negative gearing and capital gains tax changes. The two-year bond was last at 4.485%, while the 10-year was at 4.814%, as some bank economists seem to have changed their tune from higher rates ahead to possibly lower. Markets, though, are betting on no change next week, but a higher 4.51% by March 2027. Bitcoin on Friday was marginally higher and was on track to snap a four-week losing streak up 4.6%, helped by a deceleration in institutional selling and surging risk sentiment on the back of hopes for that US-Iran peace deal. Bitcoin rose to $63,781 after having slumped nearly 25% over a painful four-week stretch. Higher rate environments generally tend to bode poorly for speculative assets such as cryptocurrencies. Institutional selling in spot Bitcoin exchange-traded funds stretched into a fourth straight week, according to data from So-So Value, although the severity of outflows was tapering down. Spot Bitcoin ETFs are headed for a fourth consecutive week of outflows, though the pace has eased materially, $401.7 million so far this week, compared to $1.72 billion the prior week, as institutional investors were seen largely dumping spot ETFs in favor of more fundamentally sound plays, chiefly artificial intelligence stocks. Broader crypto prices were a bit mixed as well, with world number two crypto Ether last at $1,672, higher by 6% for the week. XRP was at $1.438, but was sitting on a weekly gain of just 1.6%. Ahead, it's going to be a busy week for central banks, with policymakers meeting in Australia and in Japan on Tuesday, in Sweden on Wednesday, and the US, Switzerland, Norway, and the UK on Thursday. Oh, Canada held last week, of course. NAB on the Reserve Bank of Australia said we expect the RBA to hold the cash rate at 4.35% on Tuesday. The communication from the May meeting noted the board had space to assess incoming data, even as the statement on monetary policy judged that there would be limited cooling in the labour market and strong pass-through to near-term inflation. The data flow since has suggested inflation is unlikely to surprise their forecasts higher, but that unemployment and consumption growth could be weaker than they anticipated. Inflation risks remain elevated, and the RBA is unlikely to guide against further tightening on Tuesday, but we expect, with restrictive policy and slow growth momentum, the next move from the RBA is likely to be down. And TD Securities on the Fed said the policy rate will remain unchanged with likely hawkish changes in communications. The easing bias will be dropped with hawkish adjustments to the statement of economic projections and the dot plot. The uncertainty lies in the new Fed chairman Warsh's press conference. A strong pushback from Warsh is unlikely, as that would damage his credibility and effectiveness towards his long-term reform-minded agenda. And so we now await the US-Iran outcome, which, if positive, could be a further catalyst for market optimism, but which could turn markets bearish if things fall apart again. Meantime, the AI trade supports traders despite the signal of higher inflation risking higher rates. So expect more volatility likely in the days ahead. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.